Howdy, happy day. Yesterday, a whole bunch of bad stuff happened in Canada. The Trudeau administration, the Trudeau government, the Liberal government, they came down with a whole bunch of new gun laws. Now, I have a very, very famous guy, good friend of mine. He's on FaceTime. I can see him. You can't. You got to look at his picture up here. You can kind of see him, but he's in small print. Ed Berlew in the GTA. That'd be the greater, what is that, Toronto area, right?
That's it.
And that's where you are. All right. I hope all you people can hear him. We're high tech. No, we're not. We're low tech today. Ed, you're looking good for an old, guy. How you feeling?
You know what? I can say the same for you. I'm feeling better than you.
I am a little older than you, too. I know that. But not by much. Anyway, yesterday we had all of this stuff going on with the Trudeau government, and you being the the lawyer, the gun lawyer in Canada, I bet your phone's ringing off the hook. Fair statement?
It's a fair statement, and I have to tell you, the emails have been buzzing. I'm talking to dealers. I'm talking to individuals. I'm talking to organizations. It's just an absolute melee of concern and worry. And that's because the Trudeau government and Bill Blair in particular acted just like sneak thieves in planning this and doing it.
Is it legal?
Well, I don't think it is.
Yeah.
It needs the court to test it. Because all they've done is they've come along like pickpockets and taken our legally obtained guns that we were trained to have licenses for and for which we use safely.
Yeah. I guess what really startled me, I'm a gun guy, and I would have never thought there was 1,500 assault weapons. Well, firstly, I don't think there's anything is called truly called an assault rifle, but 1,500, that's so startling. I mean, that... Aren't we all criminals today now? Like 1,500? Who does that?
See, now that's what you just said, aren't we all criminals?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the media says, hey, he banned 1,500 guns. No, no, no. First of all, he made 300,000 of us criminals.
Only 300,000? What about the other couple of million of us? We're okay?
So far. But you better watch the papers every morning. You could be next. In fact, I'll say this, you will be next.
Oh my. And so 1,500, let's go back to that. How on earth do you get 1,500 guns? Like, I didn't know there were that many different styles and kinds.
You have to ask the guys who made up that list. And those guys and RCMP Forensic. You see, they run a private database that the public cannot access. Yeah. Well, they can sort of look at it now, but it's 1,000 pages and it's not indexed. And it's called the Firearms Reference Table.
Is there any evidence, Ed, that we're bad? Like, have we done bad things with 1,500 rifles and like they're legally owned, as you've said? Is there any evidence here? You as an attorney, of course, you kind of like evidence. Is there any?
No, zero.
None, zero. And they're wasting tons of time, tons of money, and we're bad people now. What's the purpose of this? Is this a dictatorship? What is this? They own the press. They own the media. They be in the Liberal government. Is this more far-reaching than this? People think it's about guns. Is it? Or is it about rights? Is it about our country? What is going on?
It's about rights. It's about dictatorial power. It's about going around the rule of Parliament, the House of Parliament, and the Senate. It's about going around the majority of the voters in Canada who did not vote for this government.
Yeah.
And it is about trampling our rights.
Well, but they have managed to brainwash a lot of people. I spoke to a guy yesterday, and he said, what's the big deal? Nobody should have an assault rifle unless the military, or if you're in the military. And he said, it's about public safety. And I said, but we haven't done anything. There's no stats to support that. Public safety, brainwashing, that seems to be going on. There's a lot of people that are kind of shrugging today and saying, so what? It's an assault rifle. You shouldn't have one anyway. They're missing a lot of things. It's a slippery slope. I mean, it's just bloody spooky. Can the premiers of each province, do they have any power with regard to this? Can they and will they and should they do anything?
I don't really think they have the power. There was that Alberta reference case when the Supreme Court of Canada that said this type of control is criminal law, and that's exclusively within Parliament.
Oh,
the
boy.
The problem is that when they put in the new Firearms Act in called C-78 back in 1998, they allowed this redesignation of any firearm to be a prohib to be done by cabinet in secret without public consultation.
Yeah. When the government says you don't need a gun, of course, that means you really need a gun. So there's no stats, there's nothing here but kind of wow factor with regard to the masses, I guess. What should we do? Do we fight this? How do you fight a dictatorial regime? You really can't, can you? Can the Conservative Party help us? They don't seem to be doing much, but again, even if they said a lot, who would report it? Because the press, again, is owned by the Liberals. Help me here, Ed. What can we do? We're under attack.
I have to look at it as a lawyer. Okay?
Yes, okay.
And the first thing I look at is the fact that this now empowers the police. That they gave us an amnesty, but that didn't say that the police can't force their way into my house where my guns are kept because I'm mandated to keep them in my house. Every gun owner is mandated to keep these types of guns in their house.
Yeah.
And now it gives the police free rein reason to come into our house to seize our guns, to inspect our guns, to see if we have these.
Do they need a warrant?
Maybe, maybe not.
So do they need a warrant? If you're a convicted felon and you're out on parole and people think you just shot somebody, do they need a warrant to come into his house?
Yes, they do.
But they don't.
It's called a Feeney warrant.
Okay, but they don't need a warrant to come into your house and or mine, and yet we do a background or have a background check done every day.
That's because we already have red flag laws.
Oh my.
The red flag laws exist in the criminal code in section 117.04. It's been in there for 50 years. Hmm. And Blair is saying he's going to invent that. That's like him saying, I'm going to invent the wheel. It's already there.
Yeah.
It's used every day.
So, oh boy. What other laws are coming? Firstly, let's go back to this 1,500. I know you mentioned 300,000 people, but we don't know who they are. I mean, I could be one of them. I have no idea. Those 1,500, I looked at the list. I mean, I'm baffled. I have a lot of guns. Maybe I have one of them. How am I going to know that? How am I ever going to figure that out? Do I have to hire somebody to come in and look at them? What's going on?
Well, yeah. And in fact, the local police, they're not educated on this. They don't know.
Who would know?
And they're not allowed to. The only way you're going to tell, seriously, is if you bring in somebody who is a licensed verifier.
Yeah.
Licensed by the RCMP. And that means a gun guy, a gun dealer, or a gun sales person. Otherwise, you're guessing.
I've
got people calling me up asking, I've got this Browning shotgun. I got this Beretta shotgun. Is it on the list? And I'm saying, I haven't seen your gun. I can't say.
Oh, boy. And this is another problem, because all the people who have gun licenses, they're honest people. And so everybody wants to comply. But yeah, they don't want to, but they feel they have to. Criminals don't comply. This thing is twisted, Ed. You know this. You and I have had this conversation, but it's so twisted. It's so frustrating. Do we all leave? Do we buy an island and you get to be president and I'll be prime minister? What do we do here?
Well, I think what we have to do is we have to get rid of this government. This government has pickpocketed us. It's branded us as criminals, and we've done nothing wrong. I mean, it's like going up to a drunk driver and saying, you're a drunk driver, and then coming over and taking the car out of my garage. There's no difference.
Yeah, good point.
No difference.
Good point. Speaking of cars, I spoke to a fellow yesterday, and he was on side with this, and I said, but it's wrong. There's no evidence. And he said, come on, nobody needs to have a million. I said, what is your ultimate goal? What do you want? And he said, I want to reduce deaths. I want to save lives. And I said, well, then let's make the speed limit 10 miles an hour, because right now there's 3,000 people a year get killed in Canada. There's 165,000 car accidents a year in Canada. Let's do that. He got mad at me. And he said, you can't compare a car to a gun. And I said, but nobody needs a car that goes 200 miles an hour. Anyway, that's an old argument. We all get it. But you're going to be doing lots of arguing in court. Is that true?
Oh, you bet I am.
You're going to be busy. Don't retire just yet.
Oh, hell no. I got another 20 years going.
Well, I don't know about 20. But you certainly have some time. So all we can do is try to get a new government. Is that the, what's the solution?
Well, the solution is to get a new government, get a government that actually has some common sense, who has some brains, and even respects the old law, their own laws that they passed. You see, that's what gets me about this especially is the liberals put C-68 there. They created the Firearms Act. They created the criminal code.
Yeah.
They created the new one, C-71, that they haven't made effective yet. And now they're disregarding the laws that they made.
Oh, heavenly days. That just adds to it. You know, Martin Luther King, he said when he had a big march with millions of people, he said, a bad law shouldn't be obeyed. I mean, to even suggest that kind of thing, that's bad. I mean, and particularly your business, because you're in the business of law. But and all law-abiding people probably will obey all of this nonsense. It's just it's hard in the head. And it's not about guns.
It's really hard to take. I'll just tell you another thing. Yeah. He didn't take all the, quote, military assault rifles.
He didn't?
There's still over 100,000. People who own these and are grandfathered, and they're not touched. They get to keep their guns.
Yeah. Oh, my. Well, they don't know what they're doing anyway. They're just doing enough to tick us off. It seems to be working. What about the money? Like these guns, collectors particularly, I mean, they've got thousands, tens of thousands of dollars tied up in guns that are in the cases or on displayers. I mean, and there's been rumblings that the government's going to use our money to buy our guns. Anything to that?
Look, the estimates on that run into the multiple billions of dollars. Because it's not just the purchase of the guns. It's the administrative costs, the police work, the destruction of them, everything that's involved. When they buy a gun for $1,000, let's say $1,000 off of a person, they spend another $2,000 getting it, disposing of it, making records, and it just goes and goes.
My. Ed, we could talk for a long time, but let's
just,
when we wrap, no, but let me wrap it up this way. We, as you know, we have Right Radio. Landon's going to be the main host of it, Right Radio on Right Edition, and it's a call-in show, and would you please come and host at least one three-hour show so people can phone in and talk to you? Would you do that?
I'd welcome the chance.
All right, and that's going to come. This co-ed stuff is kind of slowing us down, right? But within the next couple of weeks, we'll be live. We have all the equipment. We're all set up. We need to get Landon out here. He's in Edmonton. I'm in Kelowna. And the travel stuff has been an issue in Cha-Cha. But we'll get out here, and then we'll connect you, and you can have your own show. People are just dying. Well, wrong verbiage. They really, really want information. And you're the guy. So I appreciate that a lot. Thanks, and enjoy your... Is it a sunny day today? It's Saturday morning in Toronto. Yeah.
It's a bright day. It's overcast, but it's in what I use. I'm still in the Fahrenheit. It's 55 degrees.
I'm on the Fahrenheit as well because I spend so much time in the U.S. The senseless thing. That's another thing the first Trudeau did. Anything to divide us and to spend our money. You know what it costs to change every sign from miles over to kilometers? Ugh, that's another topic, another day. Y'all have a good day. We look forward to getting you on the radio here much sooner than later because this is a moving story. I mean, it's moving in the sense that it's emotional, but it's moving in that it's changing. 1,500 tomorrow might be 2,200. Who knows what these idiots are doing?
Thank you and goodbye.
Happy day. Bye-bye. Get that clicked up. Ed Berlew in the GTA. Thank you for watching. You know what? FirearmLegalDefense.com. $95 a year. I mean, Ed's the head lawyer for that organization. They've been around for 8 years, and you have free, effectively. You don't have to pay anybody for all of your lawyer charges, and you get free phones, blah, blah, blah. You get to phone 24/7 and talk to Ed or some other attorney and say, hey, I have a picture of a gun here. Is it legal? Is it not legal? And you email it to them. And you know what? Everything just comes together. FirearmLegalDefense.com. Y'all come back. See ya.